Chapter 7. Diane sank back on the sofa and closed her eyes. I knew he was gone. He would have found a way to call me if he were alive. I'm so sorry, Diane, Frank said, wrapping his arms around her. Jean met Peter's eyes and could see he felt as helpless as she did. Inspector, can I take her upstairs? She asked.
Yeah, go ahead.
The two women went up to the bedroom. Jean sat with a sobbing Diane for a long time, murmuring useless words of comfort. She couldn't decide whether she was angrier at Martin for getting himself killed or for surviving the heart attack in the first place. Finally, the sobs subsided, and Diane sat up and took a shaky breath. Her yellow silk blouse was crumpled and damp. I'm okay, she said, blowing her nose.
You sure?
I just need a few minutes alone. Downstairs, Jean found Peter and Frank in the living room. Halleck had gone. Frank wiped his eyes with a large white handkerchief.
How is she? He asked.
Terrible. Jean plopped down next to Peter. So Martin met someone after he came ashore and he offed him, right? That means there are two killers. One failed and the other succeeded.
I suppose so, Peter said. I can't really get my mind around this thing. Want to hear something wild? Halleck says Martin was wearing his tuxedo.
No shit, she said. Maybe I am crazy. In a little while...